Get ready for the greatest roast of all time. The Roast of Tom Brady. A Netflix live event happening May 5th. Hosted by Kevin Hart. The seven-time world champion gets his cleats held to the fire by famous friends and frenemies on an unforgettable night where everything is fair game. Tune in on May 5th at 5 p.m. Pacific time for The Roast of Tom Brady. Live only on Netflix.
Breakfast with Gary and Tim.
Here we go back.
Alistair Clarkson gets victory first up with North Melbourne. Broad smiles and applause all round. The young Kangas show their worth in round one as they sink the Eagles.
And sing it one and all. Join in the chorus.
North Melbourne's on the ball. Oh, and a bit tear in the eye of Johnny out there at Epping having heard that. Welcome to you, Johnny. Congratulations to your magnificent football club.
Good morning, good morning. Good morning, but how are you still this morning? But 5 minutes to go until the last quarter, my blood pressure started to go up.
Your blood pressure's going up when you hear the song.
No.
In the last quarter.
The game against West Ham. The last 5 minutes into the last quarter, my blood pressure started to go up. We were 33 points in front of a little loss.
Oh, unbelievable.
Did you think they were going to overrun you, Johnny?
Oh, well, that's what's happening to us for the past 5-6 years, you know, and I thought that's another game we lost, you know. Instead, thanks to properly the good senior player, now they started to believe in Clarkson, and they got to believe they can win.
You think you'll make the finals?
Oh, nothing, sir. Come on, don't exaggerate. I'm happy if we win 5-6 games.
What time did you get to the ground? Tim reckons you were there at 8:30 in the morning.
No, I was past out. I was there at about 11 o'clock, you know, because I had to go somewhere a bit early, and then we took a lesson what we would have taken, and so it wouldn't pay us to come back home, so we went straight to the stadium, and we sit there across from Channel 7, and this old man who happened to walk past, he went up and down a couple of times, and then he came on my table where we were sitting with my wife, and he came to me and he say, I got an excuse why I have to come early, but what is your excuse? And I never saw this one here before, and I said, what does he want, you know? and then he said, to me, how come you come so early? I said, because we've done this and that, you know. And he said to me, well, I got a good excuse because I have to present my jumper to a North Melbourne player from...
Lowe Griffin. Office, Griffin Lowe.
Defense.
Really?
Yeah.
Who was it?
And who was that?
Yeah.
What's the name? Barry...
Cheatley.
Cheatley, yeah. Barry Cheatley, number 19.
Oh, so you ran into Barry Cheatley outside the ground.
Yeah, he played, I think, about 5 years he played for North Melbourne. And right. He kicked 3 goals. Not bad. They play in defence all the time, but he done it to kick 3 goals.
Yeah, he must have been an attacking defender. Hey, if you had an hour to kill, you should have gone round to Wisp's house. He lives just round the corner.
Yeah, but Wisp, he's not going to invite me there.
Oh, Tim. Come on, Tim.
You got an open invitation. Anytime you want, you can come to my house, Johnny. You and Marissa, but you both know that.
Yeah, I'm only joking.
Come on. I know you're only joking, but you're a little bit hot under the collar yesterday because you said Gary promised you a mobile phone and you haven't seen it yet.
Oh, what?
I did ask you to tell him.
Sorry, I'll let the cat out of the bag.
John, I need to know about that because I put that in the hands of sales. They said the Star 21, we're going to organise that for you. All right, I'll get onto that straight away. Sorry about that.
anyway, before I run out of time,
yeah.
I watched the game... Richmond versus Carlton. And what happened, I got so frustrated sometimes. Dion Presta was 1 minute to the second quarter, yeah. On the end of the second quarter, 1 minute to go.
Yeah.
He was chasing the ball about 40, 50 metres out from his forward line. And a Carlton player keep on pulling back, get his jumper, put his hands around the waster. And there was two umpires, one behind them and one on the front of them, which would have been the fourth umpire that decided to put an extra this year, which to me it didn't work. It was a waste of money. So what happened, After Carlton player got the ball, and the siren went because it was only 1 minute to go. It was a clear free kick, hold the man about three times.
Right.
And they didn't give him a free kick. And guess what happened?
What happened?
Dion Prester got so frustrated and abused the hell out of the umpire.
Oh, no.
And gave him 50 metres.
Oh, that's
I don't think that was fair because he had all the rights on the world to have a free kick and he couldn't get a goal because it was 40 metres out of stride in front.
Right.
But what I don't understand, the umpires... Them two umpires that was near them, near the play, they sure realize and say, okay, we make a mistake not to pay my free kick. He abused me, so I'm not going to give him 50 meters. So we squared it up a little bit.
Yeah, okay.
Instead, no, they make a mistake, they got abused, and then they penalize the press to give him 50 meters.
Yeah. Okay, let's not go too hard on the umpires, although I'd like to say this because I noticed this. I thought Tom Hawkins got a rough ride from the umpires the night after that.
Tom Hawkins?
Yeah.
You gotta be joking. Tom Hawkins, he got the right to do whatever he wants.
Damn.
The AFL told him, when you go and plan the round, you can do whatever you want and you're not going to get penalised. Did you see the game against Collingwood?
I thought he got a rough deal from the umpires. I thought there were a lot of free kicks there that weren't paid to him.
Listen. Don't go around the bush with me now. I watch this mark against a defender from Collingwood. He pushed him with the two hands right on his back. He pushed him, he put him into the ground. He marked Tom Hawkins, marked him and straight for goal. You know, what I'm saying, he got his own rules.
He got his own.
You push your opponent with two hands right on the back. And that's okay.
You're allowed to hold your ground.
You're allowed to hold your ground, but you're not allowed to have two hands right on your posted back.
I don't think he extended the hands out.
I don't think
he pushed him.
He didn't push him. He didn't extend his arms right out.
Wait, but tell me, who sponsored you this morning, the AFL?
I think the AFL's got the Tim. Johnny, do you? That's what it sounds like to me.
No, really, listen.
Listen, Tim.
I don't think it's fair what they're doing. If it is another player, it would have done the same thing, which I saw or other games, you know, that it would be a free kick to the defender.
Yeah, I agree. I think...
He's been doing all the time, and all of us get away. Most of the time, he get away all the time.
Yeah, all right.
And I don't think it's fair for the other players.
I'm going to put it on, because they play tonight, so I'm going to pay special attention to see whether there's rules for Tom Hawkins. You've been trying to go around the bush with Johnny, Tim, so don't try that again. John, there's a couple of other footy issues. The bump. Do you think the bump's dead or not?
Well... I tell you the truth, I watch very close to all these bumps you're talking about. Mm-hmm. And I reckon the Melbourne player, he got what he deserved, really, because he didn't have to do it.
Yep.
But I like to still have the bump. So long as you don't lift it up from your foot from the ground and you got him on the shoulder, I reckon it's play on.
I agree with that.
If you lift it up your foot and you got him on the head, on the jaw, and then you cop it 3-4 weeks, it doesn't matter because it's your own fault.
That's right. If you leave the ground.
If you leave the ground. But if you don't leave the ground and you bump with your shoulder and you put him like a shoulder to shoulder and put and knock him to the ground, I reckon it's a fair bump because you can't take everything that's been goes on for 150 years.
Yeah, no, that's true. Hey, John, I don't know, did you catch the story the other night on the news, the fox, the sneaky fox that's stealing thongs and shoes?
Yeah, I didn't see because this poor family that was taking someone to go and pinch their shoes every night, and then they put the video camera, and guess what it was? What? It was a fox.
What should they do?
Would you do under those circumstances?
I probably would have fed him and probably would have got it as a pet.
Have you got rid? These aren't flying foxes. These are the four-legged foxes.
No, I know what you're talking about. On my young days, I used to have two foxes as a pet.
You did not. You can't tame a fox.
Yeah, I used to have two little baby ones.
What?
I had a from baby
in Italy.
In Italy?
No, here.
Did you?
What did you do with them?
Yeah, I had them in my backyard. They grow about for a couple of years, and then they started to go around everywhere they wanted on the paddock because 40 years ago, around my house, was all paddock.
Right.
They used to go and look for their own feet and everything, and sometime I used to go and call them. When I used to whistle to them, they used to come on my place to eat, and then they got back again.
What were their names?
Skippy, the Milo. I used to have a boy and a girl. The Milo, I used to call him Skippy.
Skippy. And what about the female?
I used to call him Skippy, and he from a mile away, he used to listen to me.
You've been on fire this morning. Who the Kangas?
Anyway, I want to give you another one before.
Very quickly, this one.
Yeah, it was a player from the Dockers.
Yes, Swikowski.
Game against St Kilda. Sikorski.
Yep.
He's a beautiful little player. Ooh. He got this ball on the boundary line on their foot line.
Yep.
He went about 3-4 St Kilda player right on the boundary. Was very, very tight. He's sneaking around with the whole 3-4 player from St Kilda, and he got a beautiful goal. No one mentioned it. That goal there would be a goal of the week. No one mentioned about it.
Okay, we have now. Well, we have now. We're going to go out there now.
For and, Fox.
A nice leg of lamb for you tonight, Johnny?
Yes. It won't be tonight, but in a couple of nights it will be on the oven.
Nice lamb shank?
Yeah. Lamb shanking. I've got a few.
All right. Hey, thank you so much for talking to us again this morning. We love it. Our audience love it, and you're a star. Have a great weekend. I hope the Kangas can do it for you again.
I hope so.
Bye, Johnny.
Thank you very much. Okay.
We've got to get a breakaway, Whispers. That's Johnny from Epping, who was in rare touch. Tim tried to beat him around the bush. He's not getting away with that.